today on the schedule is, let's see, I'm going to go up to Lowe's and pick up about 30 bags of mulch, a couple different flavors. After I do that, I'm going to get my antenna up a little bit. You know, I'm still running on the shovel handle J-pole, and until I have some work to do on my chimney before I can mount an antenna. So what I'm going to do, I've got 25 feet of wood poles, you know, sectional poles that have a cutter on the end, that have like a rope for, you know, trimming little branches off trees and whatnot. Well, I'm going to take those sections, and I'm going to throw that antenna up so it's a little bit higher. That'll get it up probably about 30 feet off the tip of it, about 30 feet off the ground. So I think I'll do that, and then I'll see how that works out. And I got, you know, a couple other things. Of course, the honeydew list is extensive. You know, get the lawn tractor out and get it fired up and put away the snow thrower and, you know, get that ready for summer storage, that sort of thing. Like my dad told me after he'd been retired for about 6 months, this would have been 30 years ago, he said, "Son, I'm so busy now, I don't know when I had time to work." KF8FGS, back to you, KE8RUH.
That's funny. That seems to hold true for most people that I know that retire. They seem busier now than they were when they were working. And it'll be good to get that antenna up a little bit higher. You're sounding really good if you're on it right now. So I wouldn't sweat it too much, but I'm sure it'll be a fun project to get it up higher and see what the difference is. And, I started running my blower out of gas yesterday and realized it had more gas than I was willing to wait for. So I got to do it a little bit more over some time. We'll see. But that seasonal transition is here. That's for sure.